A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, February 6th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about an anti-drug abuse campaign being conducted by the Zimbabwe Republic Police in conjunction with all stakeholders amid a drug menace in Zimbabwe. Police launched the anti-drug abuse exercise in Harare last week, and today in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo. The campaign is running under the theme, No to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances, See Something, Say Something. Thousands of Zimbabweans are reportedly taking hard drugs, such as cocaine and others. Police are now conducting public searches, hoping to net drug cartels and drug users. The state-controlled Chronicle newspaper reported recently that over 30 youths were admitted to a local hospital in Bulawayo after taking an overdose of drugs. Namhlanje izulukandaba sixoxa ngezidakamizwa eZimbabwe ukhanya ngazani sezithwalise nzima abantu abanengi. Amapolisa aqhuba umkankaso wokunqabela ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa oqale eHarare ngeviki ephelileyo. Namhla kusungulwe umhlelo olufanayo koBulawayo. Kubika ukuba kulabatsha labanye abantu abaningi kakhulu abathatha izidakamizwa. Abatsha abafika ijumi, abedlula ijumi, amajumi amathathu, basanda kuhanjiswa esibhedlela koBulawayo kusukana ezidluleyo, kulandela ukuthathwa kwabo izidakamizwa. The public anti-drug abuse campaign launched by stakeholders in Bulawayo highlighted the dangers of drug abuse. One of the people who was at the roadblock mounted to impound drugs and inform citizens about dangers of drug abuse was Police Assistant Commissioner Patson Yabatsa.
Most of the youth are being found wanting in this respect. And what are we saying now to the members of the public? We are urging the members of the public to come up board and inform the police, disclosing the sources, the areas where the peddling is. This is most rampant. And we will not disclose the source of information where necessary. Our aim is to curtail this menace. We want to arrest those who are peddling the drug substances and also those who are abusing them.
That was Police Assistant Commissioner Patson Yabatsa speaking to our correspondent Ezra Chesaspanda in Bulawayo. Our correspondent also spoke to Criminal Investigations Department Detective Constable Modimu.
Namhlanje sibone lolu lakho wenzakalanda.
Namhlanje sihlangana nezakhamizi zakoBulawayo siyenza i-campaign at the same time sisetha. Namhlanje siyabakhuthaza ukuthi bengasebenzisi izidakamizwa. Silapha ku-roadblock e-flyover uluveve road. Sibakhuthaza ukuthi bengasebenzisi izidakamizwa. Lezi zinto abangaziqapheli ukuthi bezibone endlini ukuthi kungaba yinto engaba yini ukuthi umntwana kumbe ubaba kumbe umzawa wabo abe benawo endlini ngabe sebenzisa izidakamizwa.
Ukhulume ngendaba yokuthi amaphilisi ethengwa phandle kwelizwe lawa akavunyelwa la.
Ye, thina lapha kwelakithi we have a board which is MCAZA board etesta ama-drugs wonke anything that is got a medicinal claim. Iyo etesta i-approve ukuthi into le ilungele ukuthi umuntu ngokwelakithi lapha eZimbabwe ayisebenzise. So abantu we find people buying imithi from Zambia, from SA, from Botswana. Imithi yona leyo iyabe inga-approvewanga i-MCAZA. So iyabe ilika ukuthi ibe kwelakithi.
Laba belatshwa ngaphandle kwelizwe manje bezele bethi ababuya la.
Laba ababe behambe phandle kwelizwe uyabe ubhalelwe ule mithi yakho elingene ekhanyayo ukuthi le ngeyomuntu oyedwa ukuthi ayisebenzise for isikhathi esithile.
And Ezra Chesaspanda also spoke to Tswakai Fikile Maroba Tsanga, a local government official who was also there. So now let's see whether we can get a video of the government official Tswakai Fikile Maroba Tsanga.
Bama lingazithuthi lobani livela ngabe njalo.
Ibizo lami ngishada ifikile Marobathanga, deputy director ku local government ngizela kuminista, ngimelele uminister of state for Bulawayo province and silapha ukuthi sizokampaigna against drug abuse eyenzakalayo esigabeni sethu lapha kobulawayo. I am sure it's also happening elsewhere kubo Harare and everywhere else khona lapha eZimbabwe. Sesikhathazekile kakhulu, so amapholisa asebuyile lapha ukuthi amise izimota bekhuluma against i-drug abuse. Sixwayisa abantu ukuthi please bananzelele bahambe bayebika emapholiseni nxa kuyikuthi abantwana bayasebenzisa ama-drugs. Ama-drugs ayingozi kakhulu ngoba isizwe sethu sesiphelile. Siyananzelela ukuthi abantwana bethu akuseze kube ne-future nxa besebenzisa ama-drugs. Siyacela kakhulu ukuthi bonke bona laba abasebenzisa ama-drugs bacetshelwe emapholiseni. Amapholisa kasoze ahambe ekhuluma ukuthi khona khona nguzibani ositshelileyo. Sizama ukuthi senqabele isizwe sethu lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi abantwana bengasebenzisi ama-drugs. Siyacela kakhulu even kuma-families laba abayabe bekhona, siyacela ukuthi babakhuphe bahambe labo emapholiseni bayeza bazama ukuthi bayekwelatshwa bayenze i-rehab. Usethile ngaphambilini ubaba ukuthi kuza affecta the whole clan emuzi nxa kuyikuthi kulomntwana oyi-1 khona lapho emzini osebenzisa ama-drugs. It means ukuthi wonke ama-siblings akhe azagcina esesebenzisa ama-drugs and i-clan yona leyo izaphela. That tribe is going to get finished and it will also affect iZimbabwe yonke. Thina sesikhulile sesikhangelele kubo bona laba abantwana ukuthi yibo abaza kuba ngama-leaders ka-us. Kodwa-ke nxa besebenzisa ama-drugs, it means ama-drugs wona lawa aya-affecta i-brains zabo, aya-affecta i-health yabo. So sizaba ne-very unhealthy population, unhealthy kusasa and akusoze kube ne-development eZimbabwe. So siyacela kakhulu ukuthi please asiripotenini emapholiseni wonke abantu abasebenzisa ama-drugs ukwenzela ukuthi bathole uncedo.
That was Togai Fikile Marobathanga, a local government official who was at the roadblock in Bulawayo when the police were conducting an operation to clamp down against those people who are selling and taking drugs. Bulawayo police spokesperson Abednego Ncube was also at the roadblock telling the public to stay away from drugs.
At a launch, provincial launch against drugs in Bulawayo province. And what I'm holding is what we recovered. These are mbanje seeds, which some of the passengers, or one of the passengers, threw outside a bus, fearing a search which we were conducting. And this is cocaine that was also thrown through the window of a bus which was passing by, in fear of being arrested. This operation is there as a launch to warn members of the public against drug abuse. And we are inviting all stakeholders, members of the public, school children, everyone you name them, to join hands with the Zimbabwe Republic Police in the fight against drugs. And at this instance, we are saying anyone who will be found smoking or being drunk due to drugs will be arrested. And the objective will be to find the drug lord and the supplier. So members of public are requested and we are appealing that they support the police and the government in the fight against drugs. We have been stopping motorists, both public and private motor vehicles, carrying out some campaigns, making some awarenesses that people should know that drugs are threatening to destroy the lives of our children, our youth, and our future. So as Bulawayo, let's join the country, let's join the world in the fight against drugs. Thank you.
That was Abednego Ncube, inspector, who is the official spokesperson of the Bulawayo police. Let's take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Miss Angela Sdube, who is a social worker based in the United Kingdom. Miss Sdube, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. So we're talking about drug abuse, and I guess you've been, working, some of the people that are actually affected by drugs and, all those kind of things as a social worker. So tell us about what actually drives people to take drugs in the first instance.
I think there's a lot of reasons. The first one, especially among the children and the youth, is peer pressure. One starts and then everyone else joins in. It's the right thing to do. It's the cool thing to do. The other one is a quick buck. They start selling the drugs. You're being asked to run around or drop a twist here or there. And then, you get paid. And then that escalates. And then eventually they are doing class A drugs and they are pushing more drugs. The other one is just, curiosity among the youth. Or among young children, they are curious. So sometimes they are adventurous. They want to try new things and they don't know the harm. Another reason is obviously that they maybe see it in the home. Maybe there's people who do it in the home. So it continues as a script within some families that they've always observed it and they've normalized it. In this country, we also do run what we call a national referral mechanism. So in other words, we recognize that children are very vulnerable and that they can be used or coerced or forced to be involved in the drug trade or in using the drugs. And therefore, they become indebted. And then the more they sink into debt, then the more they are being sucked into it. And also talking about the police roadblocks that take place or, police searching for drugs randomly and they are caught out. If those drugs are confiscated, then it means that child or that young person is owing to the drug baron. And so the cycle continues that they cannot stop using them or that they cannot stop possession with intent to supply.
So we can simply say that it's a lot of issues that are involved here before somebody becomes a drug pusher. But at the end of the day, it just becomes something that goes into, let's say, habitual kind of practice. Like somebody has got a test for cocaine, and somebody has got a test for marijuana, and some person is sort of like unfortunate to be in a situation where you have to sell those drugs in order to earn a living. But is it easy to actually control some of these things?
No, I don't think it's easy because there are other reasons that drive it. And there are other environmental factors that drive it. One of them is poverty. The other one is, like I said, peer pressure, where young people are observing other people having things. Children are into brands, and they want to be seen as having brands, having the latest phone, having the latest this and the latest that, and it looks like it's a cool thing to do. So there are a variety of reasons that drive them, and therefore it is very difficult to control.
Now, looking at, the drug menace in Zimbabwe, we see that the police have actually launched an anti-drugs campaign, anti-drugs abuse campaign. So do you think that they are going to manage to, say, best some of the drug cartels or actually arrest some of the drug pushers? How difficult is it to arrest them and so forth?
I think the difficulty is that you actually end up arresting the minions. So it's the little ones right at the bottom of that food chain. And the big drug lords are sitting right at the top there. They are untouched. They are not physically involved. And so the police never get to them. So we always say one child safe is better than nothing. So whatever little that the police can do, I think in a way, it's a step back, pushing back, whether it's one step or two steps. We always encourage that.
Yes, sikhuluma ngesika mama lapha ke isintu. Sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi okubhekane labantu. Singathi ke nxa sokubuya ama drugs ngabantu abasakhulayo kumbe qalume kancane emadube ngithathe ikhola le ngithathe ikhola le esegoli. Khola how are you doing?
Hello, Mkomadidi, Simakadiko.
No, ndiripo wangu, Makadiki, che.
Aywa, ndinofara chaizvo, Mkomadidi.
Ndiutaura nani?
Ndiutaura nechirongo. Na Mkomadidi Donald, Mamboma.
Oh, Mamboma, muri boyere.
Aywa, ndinofara chose, Mkoma wangu, Makadiko, kuko.
Ya, bichana, so achitaure nenya ema drugs, urikuona sei?
Ah, zirugiti kamunyika medu zvakunya dzisa Mkoma wangu. Zino kwenze kwa hane kushai kwa mabasa wani. Ana nyika kata nyakita namo, tu. Mwuti nyika edu mkatasati ya ina mabasa. Saka mchana uti mwemuna, anu kwa sabungo rega shikoro wa singota anyangeni kazi, zandio zende pi. Ashivu naka na mkoma waki ane digiri, ane kwa garapa mbasa, naka na basa, chitengisa airtime. Iso discourage ya wana, iso so kuti ya, saka ndio kutiza kupeja nguwa, kupeja mari ya baba, kutu kere jita shikoro. Mkoma wangu ane digiri, ane master, ya garapa no wani. Murukona. Nekuti tosera kushaya kwazvo kushaya kwezvokuita ndokunokonzera zvinhu zvakadaro izvo hakuna zvokuita munyika vanhu kusiza zvinhu zvakashata asi ndisingazvizvikuru kuti hangu hanisi kuzvitsigira asi ndingoti ndiwo maonyero andikuzviita
ndatenda pamamboma musanete vapa
aiwa ndaiwa ndatenda mukoma mbova nezuva rakanaka nenguva yakanaka nevateereri vose
thank you very much
ino yemandorokwati.
Thank you very much. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming the discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. You can also send us a message right now on all our social media platforms. And tonight we've got a social scientist, and that is Miss Angela Stube. She's based in the UK. So, Miss Stube, we're going to talk about the scene to Uti. Kambi konukuge okwe zagalayo. abantu bethatha izidakamizwa lezinto ezinjalo ukubona ngazani ukumemetheka kwangkhona kwenziwa kuyini xa ungamphendula ngesintu kona
angizanga babo ukuthi
ukumemetheka yini
ukuthi
ye kuyinokwenza ukuthi ukuthatha izidakamizwa lokhu kumemetheke kakhulu kangaka ikakhulu eZimbabwe lamanye amazwe kwenziwa kuyini
I thought was many. I think you can also say that if you umhlaba susiba mncane umhlaba susiba mncane nje abantu seku yonke into sihamba yonke indawo so kule lokho kuthiwa social media so ukuxoxisana ngobulembu abantu sebesizwa ngezinto lokuthi izinto ezingena eZimbabwe seziningi okuthiwa ngama import and export sokwandile so ukudla okuningi kweZimbabwe kuvela okunye sokuvela kwamanye amazwe into esizisebenzayo sesivela kwamanye amazwe so kulula ukuthi into lezone zingene whether ama-drugs kumbe butwala kumbe kuyini okudakayo so kulula ukuthi kungene ngoba le ndlela zokuhambisa izinto seziziningi
ye nxa sikhangeleke singathi kunzima kanganani ukunqabela khonokho Matoli
hayi kunobunzima baba kodwa abantu ngingathi mina umuzi ngomuzi yikho kumele kuqale khona ukuthi abazali ngezihlobo bakhangele okuzwayo ukuthi kwenzakalani emntwaneni ngibona ngani omunye ihlupho yikuthi abantwana kasisakhangeli njalo sesilahla umkhuba lwana wokuthi labo makhelwane umntwana unguka wonke umuntu sokuloba khona ukuyalo so abantu sebephonga ukukhangela njalo abantwana bakathesa basakhuzwa ngomunye umuntu ongasomzali wakhe so sesilahla amasiko ethu nobuntu bethu okade sibenza okade kuvikela abantwana
ye so siphinde futhi sibuyele esilungwini lapha sikhulume ngesikhiwa sibelokuthi you have got this experience of interacting with people who have been taking drugs like you know as a social worker so now tell us about your experience in terms of you know what you've seen going around you know with these people that take drugs you know is it easy to handle them are they violent you know can they be back in society at one stage or the other
I think the experience is very varied it can range from them having what we call a psychotic episode so in other words it affects whatever drug they've been using can affect their brain to the point that they are no longer able to manage their emotions or the way their brain is functioning so that then can lead to them getting hospitalized so they get sectioned what's called sectioned so the equivalent in our country would be having them actually be getting admitted to a place like Engujet, which is a mental health institution. The other one is that sometimes, because I work with families with children, it impacts on their care of the children, so they can neglect the children because they are no longer emotionally available for the children. Or even physically available. So it can impact on how they care for the children. So children can get neglected, especially the young and vulnerable children can get neglected by parents. But also it can lead to violence. It can lead to misunderstandings. It also means that the little resources that are available for families are being misused. To buy drugs and substances at the expense of providing for the family and buying things that are to help the family to live. So in other words, the living expenses money gets diverted and feeding the children doesn't then become a priority. So we see that all the time as well.
And at the same time, what happens when parents are the ones that are taking drugs. What happens in that kind of case?
Yeah, so one of the things is that children are seeing this and children get traumatized. children may again see it and normalize it and think that's how they should live, that's how everyone lives, and then they normalize taking drugs and substances. And that's what I was talking about, the fact that it can then become a family script, that then it passed from generation to generation and family to family. The other one is that it then leads to poverty, because, like I say, the family resources are being used elsewhere. But it then also affects the parents trying to hold or keep a job or to actually have a drive and be motivated to do something useful with their lives, or to actually prioritize making sure that the children's outcomes as they grow are optimized. So in other words, parents could lose, for example, making sure that the child has done their homework, making sure that the child has a clean uniform for school, making sure that the child is going to school the next day, because they are either passed out or they are not in that space where they are paying due diligence. So the impact can be great. It can sometimes cause homelessness because the bills are not being paid, including rent, and families can get evicted. So it's got a lot of impact. Another impact is actually destroying families. So families are splitting up. Families are not talking together. Families are in disagreement. And at times there is even fight within the family. So the impact of drug misuse is very high and it's very costly for families.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Madube, sicela ubambe khonapho ke. Siyabona ke kulabantu bathumeza ama messages on Facebook, VO Ishona, VO Studio 7 kanye la ku VO Ndebele. So kulomunye umozi lapha uthumeze umlayezelo uthi ya ama drugs lawa asesiphucele abantu kulobuhlungu obumangalisayo esibubonayo eZimbabwe. So ke sizacela uMadube esitshele ukuthi kambe kungavinjwa njani konke lokho. Bonazana ke wakhuluma ngakho kancane, angathi fahla njalo. So ke kuzobuya lomunye uthi ngushoko uthi ama drugs awurayanyika. So uthi ama drugs ke asebulele ilizwe. So ke siphinde njalo silomunye uthi nguanele. Uanele laye uyakhonona sibili ngama drugs lawo uthi abantwana bethu kanye labantu abadala bathatha ama drugs mahlayana nje. So kusibisele emuva emuva uthi kubeke njalo. So ke hayi siyabonga kakhulu kubini lonke elithumeza imilayezelo yenu. Loko nyo kuchieneo. Sakutela ke uma Dube, briefly, Miss Dube, maybe your last word. Ungati nige nga wa sposela kona po I last word yako.
Mena I last word yami baba. Yukuti charity begins at home. Each family unit, abazali, abantwana, askangela nini. Let's make sure. Asenzeni.
Just hold on 1 second, Madube. Hold on, I've got the Inspector Abednego Ncube. Hey, Baba Ncube, if you're clear and show, can you tell us about your campaign, anti-drugs campaign, briefly, sir? Inspector Ncube, Uyangizwa baba?
Yes.
Can you tell us about the anti-drugs campaign that you're doing in Bulawayo today? Just briefly. Yes, Lungba. I think we've got a bad line there. Madube, sibonge kakhulu lakuwe senze siqede isikhathi sakho beubusithi nje uzasithi fahlafahla ekugcineni khonapho kodwa ke isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye. So we think we've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guest, Miss Angela Dube, and our listener who actually called today. Let's meet again next time. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.